Hi, friends. Welcome to Radiant Restoration Podcast. Will you renew your mind, body, and spirit, restore your faith, and reveal your true identity in Christ? I'm Robin Snow, daughter of the highest king, wife, and mom to two wild boys. I'm a work-from-home mom who has experienced the overwhelming goodness of restoration in my life, and I'm here to share it with you as we walk through motherhood together. Are you tired of just going through the motions of life, have no idea who you are beyond a mother, and lack any confidence in yourself anymore? Well, Mama, go reheat that coffee and prepare to renew, restore, and reveal what transformations the King has in store for you as we discuss holistic health routines you can easily implement to renew your mind, body, and spirit, build your faith in God and His plan for you and your family, and find your identity in Christ and what He has called you to do for the kingdom. Ready for a whole new you through Christ? Let's dive in. Hey, everybody. So this week on episode 5, I really wanted to cover the whole armor of God. And I've been reflecting on a couple of different verses from Ephesians 6 over, probably the last couple of months, honestly. It seems like you see more of these verses being put out on social media as well. And then my best friend told me earlier in the week, I think you should do your episode on the armor of God. And this is what we're going to discuss this week. So we're going to be coming from Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. This is going to be a good bit of information, but it's really powerful stuff, and it's something that we need to realize what suiting ourselves up with the armor of God truly does for us. So real quick, just to run through the verses, this is a message from Paul. He is writing, he is in prison at this point, and he's writing to the people of Ephesus. And he says, "A final word, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil." And I think that's really important that he's saying you got to put on all of the armor to be able to fight all the strategies that the devil has. It says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." And a little interesting thing that I've learned recently about that particular scripture, that's verse 12. And in the Geneva Bible, it actually also includes in there, it says against the worldly governors. So interesting that that reads a little bit different. I've watched some really interesting videos about that as well. And what I'm reading from currently is NLT. But I am purchasing a Geneva Bible because I'm really interested to see and to compare. But just if you've ever wondered what I am reading from, it's NLT. So then it follows with, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor. It tells you again, every piece, so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. And I love that that emphasizes that still be standing firm, because that means that during the battle, you were never moved. If you're still standing firm, it doesn't say, you stood firm again, or you rose again, or you were able to stand. It says that you will be still standing firm after that battle. Stand your ground and put on the belt of truth, the body armor of God's righteousness. A lot of the scripture, different versions read breastplate there. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. And we're going to talk about that in a minute, because it doesn't say to slow them down, to shield nothing. It says to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and in every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayer for all believers everywhere. So, man, is that packed full of so much useful information. This is literally our step-by-step guide from God in how to fight our battles against the devil. And so I want to go through the different pieces of armor and kind of touch on those and what they mean in our Christian walk. So the first piece of armor that's actually mentioned is the belt of truth. So for soldiers, they would wear these belts around them, tightly gripped around their waist. And this is where they would hold their belongings, their weapons, to take into war with them. So as Christians, God's word, which is the truth, that is serving as our foundation. And just as the belt is worn closely to the body, we should hold God's truth close to us and allow it to surround us. And be able to fight the devil in the truth of what we know that God has told us, to use that as our foundation, because God's word is the truth. And anything that you read from it, you can know that you can use that to fight with, because it is the truth and it's what you can stand firmly on. Then the next piece of armor that was mentioned, in mine, it says body armor of righteousness. I know I've heard a lot, breastplate of righteousness. So for the breastplate on a soldier, that is protecting your heart, your lungs, all of your vital organs that if they were attacked, they could be or would more than likely be deadly. And to be righteous means to obey God's commands and to live in a way that is honorable to him. So in protecting our hearts, our vital organs with the righteousness of God, that is going to be us obeying his commands and trying to live the life that is most honorable to him. And if we don't protect ourselves with the righteousness of Christ, we make it easy for the devil to gain access to our hearts and to lure us towards sin. So we have to try to surround ourselves as much as we can, especially our heart, protecting us with God's commandments and the way that he has told us to live life. So the next piece is the shoes of peace, of the gospel of peace. And it's very interesting to think about shoes, because you're like, whoa, I never thought about that being part of the armor. But could you imagine being a soldier or walking all of this different terrain all over the place with no shoes, but not good shoes at that? Like, you need good, tight fitting, made for you shoes. And this is the gospel of peace, which gospel is translated to the good news. So this equips you to walk through rough areas. I like in John 16:33, it says, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So when we have our feet filled with the shoes of the gospel of peace, that allows us to be ready to share the gospel, to share God with others at any time. When we're filled with the good news, you know, the gospel, and we let that shine through our lives, then other people, you know, we'll see that, and that will end up striking conversations that could be an opportunity for you to be able to help share God with someone and lead them to Christ. And so with those tight fitting shoes, we are equipped to walk through any rough season, but to also use that to have the ability to spread the gospel of peace to people in our lives. So now to me, we're getting to the really, really fun pieces of armor to have. And so the next one is the shield of faith. Soldiers use shields to protect themselves in war. And they, these shields were as big as a person. They were able to hide themselves completely behind this, and it could protect their whole bodies. And I read where they could even use these shields to push against the enemy. And also that when they were fighting in a group, think about this, just really wrap your mind around this. And why Paul uses the armor as descriptions the way that he does. When used as in a group, when you took all these shields, they could position all their shields to be able to form an enclosure around them. And, you know, this would protect them from the attacks of arrows, anything that their enemy might be using against them. And they would even cover these shields with, they were wood shields, and they would cover them with hide. And when they wet that hide, it would actually extinguish arrows when you when they would hit it, it would put the fiery arrows out. So when we begin to build our faith and know who Jesus is and what he's capable of, like, he has already won this. He has already won the battle. And if we have the faith to know that he will get us through anything, that he's going to protect us, he tells us that he is going to stop the fiery arrows from the devil. You know, when we build that faith, then when Satan attacks us with doubt or fear or faith, we can recognize that deception very quickly. We realize what the devil is up to, that this is part of his tactics, and we can extinguish that arrow. Faith is our protection barrier between us and the schemes of Satan, because when we believe God and we take him at his word, then the truth and the lies of the enemy, they lose their power, and we're able to overcome that. So our next to last piece of armor is the helmet of salvation. So obviously for a soldier, the helmet, the protection of their head was very vital. This, again, was a deadly attack on a person if the enemy was able to strike you in the head. And it says the helmet of salvation. And to receive salvation is to be delivered from our sins and their consequences. You know, God sent his only son to die on that cross to take on all of our sins, all of our burdens, to cancel out death, because that should be what our consequence is for the things that we do. And that salvation is being delivered from that. And to receive the salvation, we have to confess our sins and believe in God's word, believe that he sent his only son for us to die, that would be the way that we could be one with him one day. And when we have on this helmet of salvation, we can avoid our sinful thoughts and understanding what is good and true. You know, I don't think it's any coincidence that he talks about the helmet of salvation, but the helmet is protecting your head. And it's protecting your mind and your thoughts. And we have to get control of those things. We have to know the truth. And that goes back, and, you know, to diving into God's word and knowing the truth and what he tells you, and that you know the truth, that you are saved. You have salvation in Jesus Christ. You have been set free. And when you realize that, then the enemy can't play with your thoughts anymore, because you know that you've been set free. But you do have to really work with your mind and working to know those things. That I really like in Romans 12 too, where it tells you, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So when we become one with him and when we renew our minds, we die to this world. This is Satan's world, and we have to, you know, we have to be able to turn away from the things of this world, the patterns of this world, the chaos of this world. And when we're able to renew our minds in Christ, then that's when we're able to see God's will, his good and pleasing, perfect will for all of his children. And our last piece, last but certainly not least, it's actually going to be your most powerful, and that is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So for a soldier, the sword, it served as our offensive weapon against the enemy. And interesting facts, you know, about swords, obviously, you know, a sword is pretty strong anyways, but when it's sharpened, the sword can pierce through just about anything, and it makes it a very, very dangerous tool to be able to use. Hebrews 4:12 even tells us, for the word of God is alive and it's powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. The interesting thing about when you really dive into the word of God is that it does come, you know, from a place of condemnation to a certain sense, because it does reflect it. As a child of God, when you read, you should begin to feel a little bit of condemnation inside of you and conviction as far as the things that you may not be doing right. But it also, in the same token, brings restoration and a reassurance of restoration in your life and what you have to look forward to when you sharpen your sword and you grow in in understanding the Word of God, the living Word of God, and what He is speaking to you. And it's saying it cuts through the soul and the spirit. You know, it's going to cut through you, the good and the bad. But in that, that is when you become the strongest and you're able to use that weapon of the sword of the spirit against the devil. And the most interesting thing about the sword is it is the only piece that it can be, it's used as an offensive weapon, but it's also used as a defensive weapon. So fight back to the devil with the Word of God. God gave you this living Word to know how to live in this world, to know what you're called to do, to have answers, to have Him here with you. But He also gave you this Word to fight back to Satan and to use it. And, you know, when we see Jesus, when He's being tempted by the devil in the desert for 40 days, He even comes to a point where He is fighting with Scripture. He is using Scripture to the devil to be able to get through that temptation. And we can do that too. We can fight with the Word of God, and that will protect us from the lies of the enemy. And, you know, that we're also able to counterattack Him, attack Him back, tell Him that He is a lie because my God told me this. You know, whatever thoughts you may have going on, turn right around, find you a Scripture to stand on and say, that's not true, devil, because my God told me this. My God told me that this is how it's going to be. And, you know, I heard it. It was a very interesting video that I saw. I'm actually going to try to add the video in here so you can see it. But it was an ex-witch, and she is just talking about how the power of prayer can literally nullify the devil's attack on you. And it's so interesting how she tells about it, this protective barrier over you that the power of prayer will put on you, that the devil cannot attack you. And, you know, I like that it kind of goes back to talking about the shield of faith, that it stops the arrows. You know, there is a way when you are suited into your armor, every piece of the armor that God gives you, you're not going to just be defending yourself about the devil and over here, you know, just being able to keep alive, but you're still being attacked. He says you're going to stop the devil. You're going to be able to stand against all of his strategies. You're going to be able to stop his attack on you. And that is just so powerful to know that because we have the Holy Spirit living in us and God gives us the power through his Word, that we actually do have the power within us to stop the enemy and to end the battle. We can use the sword as a defensive attack. And it tells us this double-edged sword is the sharpest two-edged sword. And we've heard earlier, you know, what a sword can do to you. Obviously, it can easily penetrate you. It can easily cause harm to someone. And we are giving, in God's Word, we're given the sharpest sword there is. That way we can actually go on defense against the devil. So I really hope that this episode today has just, you know, given you some confidence and in what God gives to you. He is suiting us up to fight this battle. And we, you know, spiritual warfare is a very real thing, especially the attack on Christians. We are going to be attacked by the devil when we are trying to do work for the Lord. And this is our manual on how to prepare for that. And God tells us how to overcome that. And I just want to, you know, I wanted to share that with people. I've heard this my entire life. I'll be honest. It's insane how many times, you know, you hear the armor of God. It's talked about all growing up. But in this season, just now, have I actually realized the importance of this and how true and real it is in everyday life, because I am attacked every day by the devil because of the things that I am trying to do and the way that I'm trying to help people and to reach other followers and band together and spread the gospel. You know, I know that I'm under attack because of that, but my God gives me instructions on how to overcome this. And I hope that you dive a little deeper into God's word in general, find you some verses to stand on. And, you know, talk to the Lord and tell him, you told me that these are the things that you will do. If I will do this, help me to grow, to be able to do this. Begin to really develop that relationship with God, and you'll be so amazed to see where he leads you. I hope everybody has a really great week. God bless.
So be sure to go give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram. You can find the information in the show notes. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. God bless.